Infowars.com/show.
The American way of life is under attack.
This is the War Room.
Remember, E. Jean Carroll went on CNN and said this to Anderson Cooper. Clip 11.
You only say what is. You don't feel like a victim.
I was not thrown on the ground and ravished, which the word rape carries so many sexual connotation. This was not sexual. It hurt.
Well, I think most people think of rape as it is a violent assault. It is not.
I think most people think of rape as being sexy. Mm.
Mm. Let's take a short break.
Think of the fantasies. Mm.
Mm. The fantasies.
We're just going to take a quick break. If you can stick around, we'll talk more on the other side.
You're fascinating to talk to.
Do you think she went under the desk and gave him the old Kamala after that? This is not an irrelevant clip. Now, this woman is clearly deranged. And it's so hard to keep track of all these deranged lunatics that they have involved in this persecution of Donald Trump. But guys, this is the rat woman that lives in the woods, right? That paints the trees? Yeah. Again, I'm not. You can live wherever you want. You can live however you want. This woman is a rat woman that wears wigs in her spare time. Literally, she calls her house the Mouse House. She lives in the woods and she paints trees and she dyes her dog's hair. Okay? This is a deranged woman. This is who they find. Does that seem like the type of woman that Trump is interested in, by the way? And apparently, even if you try to take anything at face value, so they're on a crowded plane and this woman, or I guess Donald Trump makes a pass at this woman and they just make out on the plane. And that's the rape. But then Cooper asking the question, like, well, were you raped? She says, no. But actually notice what she actually says here. So again, this is the woman whose case that they're trying to put Trump in jail for. Again, play the top of this clip and listen to what she says again.
You don't feel like a victim.
I was not thrown on the ground and ravished.
All right, right. Which, there. So you don't feel like a victim. I was not thrown on the ground and ravished. Sounds she was the one that wanted this. She wanted to get thrown on the ground and ravished? I mean, it sounds like to me, that's what she's saying. She's upset she was not thrown on the ground and ravished. And then she later goes on to say that rape is sexy. And there's the fantasies. So if you're trying to make sense of this, so they're on a crowded plane and Donald Trump makes a move on E. Jean Carroll. Sounds like she has fantasies about rape, thinks it's sexy, wants to get thrown on the ground and ravished, but it doesn't happen. And so now it's rape. And this all happens on a crowded plane in front of everybody. And nobody remembers it. Or where the plane was taking off from or landing. Real believable stuff. From a woman who lives in the woods with painted trees and a wig and says she lives in the rat house. And says rape is sexy. And the fantasies. And says, no, I'm not a victim. I wasn't thrown on the ground and ravished. Ravished. And this is the woman whose case they're trying to use to put Trump in jail. Real legitimate stuff. Totally normal stuff. Now, Kamala Harris, and we've got more just showing how unpopular she is. She's not doing press conferences. No. She's not doing press conferences. She's really not even doing interviews. She did the one canned interview with CNN that was 20 minutes, less than 20 minutes, and she had to have Tim Walz there with her as a buffer. And they're not talking about her campaign events anymore. They're not talking about her rallies anymore because nobody's showing up. They're not getting the crowds. She's now wearing headphones and pretending to be on a phone call when she's on the tarmac. When you know, usually the vice president and the president will give the media a minute or two when they're leaving the White House or getting on the plane or whatever. Not this White House. Nope. They don't go for a single minute. So they have spokespeople, though. They have spokesmen, they have spokeswomen, and they go on TV and they try to do Kamala Harris's job for her because she can't do public speaking. She can't do interviews. She can't go on TV. She's too big of a she's a liability. So they send the spokespeople out. You know, normally if you're running for president, you want to be on TV. You want to lead from the front. You want to be the face of the campaign, not Kamala Harris. They want her hiding. They don't want people to see or hear from her. So they send the spokespeople out. So listen to this ridiculous spokesman on Fox News. Even the host, and Fox News hosts don't really push back too often. Even Dana Perino had to push back and laugh at how ridiculous what this guy was saying about the Kamala Harris campaign was in clip number 6.
Is it a risk to put all your chips on one debate when she hasn't really been able to do any sort of Q&A with anybody except for in debate prep?
Well, I reject that. She sat down with Dana Bash for a long interview on CNN that aired
one interview
a week
in
ago.
47 days.
Well, you know, I know you guys are just now paying attention to her now that she's the presidential candidate, but she's done about 90 interviews this year as the vice president, and people maybe weren't paying attention or listening.
What interview?
She's taken questions from reporters on the campaign trail so far in this campaign, people who are covering her every single day.
No,
she's
going
to do more interviews and talk to the press more and take more reporter questions. Of course she's going to do that over the course of this campaign.
I mean, everything he says there is a lie. Should we break down each little lie? Let's go ahead. Let's go break down each lie in a 30-second clip. This guy manages, you know, that's the challenge for Democrats. In 30 seconds, how many lies can we tell? This guy tells like 5 lies. Let's start it again. Go ahead.
Is it a risk to put all your chips on one debate when she hasn't really been able to do any sort of Q&A?
The whole context of this is a lie. They say Donald Trump doesn't want a debate. Donald Trump is backing out of the debates. Kamala Harris was supposed to do a debate on Fox News this week. She chickened out. She backed out. Donald Trump agreed to 3 debates. First 3 with Biden, and he dropped out. And now 3 with Harris. She only wants to do 1. So them saying Trump's scared to debate. So even that's a lie. So even the context here starts out with a lie. So Kamala will only do 1 debate. All right, go ahead.
Hey, with anybody except for in debate prep.
Well, I reject that. She sat down with Dana Bash for a long interview CNN.
A long interview. A long interview? It was 18 minutes, and she had Tim Walz there. A long interview. Trump did a longer press conference today. Off the cuff. Just announced it this morning and just did it. Go ahead.
One interview in 47 days.
Well, you know, I know you guys are just now paying attention to her now that she's the presidential candidate, but she's done about.
Just now paying attention to her? Just now paying attention to her? What are you talking about? People have been paying attention to her. They've been calling her out for the border czar and the border issues. We've been putting compilations together of her word salads, her obsession with electric buses and Venn diagrams, her cackling. Oh, but we're just now paying attention. Oh, okay.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings on vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half of my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew. The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
InfoWars.com/show.
All right, Joe Biden has been, I guess, not officially on the campaign trail. He's been doing, technically, these are White House events, but he has been doing some public speaking last couple of days, and it's pretty much what you would expect. And we've got we had one interesting clip that we're already planning on playing. There's another interesting clip going around now. I mean, Biden is cooked. This guy is just, he is gone. But in a strange way, the fact that his brain is totally broken and they put him up there with Alzheimer's or whatever the hell is wrong with him, he's like kind of telling the truth about some things. like letting the cat out of the bag. So I don't know if Biden's going to be doing much more public speaking after the last 2 days and the things he said. So we got that coming up. We also have Trump live right now speaking to the police in New York. You know, Trump should get as close to the police in New York as he possibly can. If that judge does sentence him to jail, the police could basically just say, we're not taking him, we're not cuffing him. The warden of the jail could say, nope, I don't want him. So, you know, probably a smart move. We'll go live to Donald Trump here in a second as well. Folks, remember to support us at InfoWarsStore.com and support yourself. Support yourself with supplements and vitamins and minerals that are good for you and keep you healthy. And, you know, it's a shame, and this is one of the things that RFK Jr. campaigns on, and we're going to be talking about this later on in the third hour with some of the health topics. But it's a shame how unhealthy Americans' diets are. And it's hard. I get it. Especially if you're busy to have a diet that gives you all the vitamins and minerals and nutrients that you need, it's tough. But the good news is, because of the science of supplements, you can still get that even though you're not getting it from what you're eating. And so that's the point of supplements. That's the point. That's why people sell health supplements. That's why we sell health supplements. So we just see an issue. Like, they put fluoride in the water. The government actually admitted last month that it's poison, causing lower IQs. So we say, okay, well, what counters the fluoride? Well, that's iodine. Not only does it counter the fluoride, it's also something most people are deficient in iodine. It causes all kinds of health problems. So we just go out, find the highest quality iodine, and sell it to you at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the formula. You get a great product, and then you support us, and you keep this show on the air. Survival Shield X2, Survival Shield X3. Now, these things sell out quite frequently. It's hard to source this stuff. The iodine is so pure, it's hard to source this stuff, but you can find it at InfoWarsStore.com. Nothing else like it on the market. Nothing else like it. We've got Bodies, 25% off right now, the ultimate turmeric formula for whole body support. We have Nitric Boost, 40% off right now for cardiovascular health, for circulation, for blood flow, for blood health. That's 40% off. So these are things you need. These are things that will make you healthier. These are things that are just make you feel better, feel healthier, not as sluggish throughout the day. Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra, the ultimate nootropic. I take it every day before a three-hour broadcast. For mental energy, mental clarity, it's all at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how you support us. That's how you support the crew. That's how you keep these shows on the air. I'll tell you what. Let's go to Trump Live right now. Let's go to Trump Live. Oh, remember? Aaron Rupar said he doesn't have any events this week. There's no events for Donald Trump this week. Oh, yeah, he just did a two-hour town hall. He did a podcast. He did a press conference today. He's doing another speaking event now, right now. But, oh, there's no events. What events does Kamala Harris have? Frickin' liars. Here we go. Donald Trump speaking to the police in New York. Go ahead.
Thank RNC Chairman Michael Whatley, who used to be, as you know, the Republican Party chairman of the state. And we won the state so beautifully and, frankly, so easily. And he was very much into securing the vote. That's why he's the head of the whole. Look, if we can keep the cheating down to a minimum, because these people cheat. They cheat like hell. If we can keep it down to a minimum, we win easily. If we had, let's say, a beautiful vote counter, an honest person comes down from on high to count the votes, we win. I could stop campaigning. I could tell Michael and Laura I don't have to come anywhere anymore. I'm just going to relax but we have to win, you know. Too big to rig is the statement we use. But Michael and Laura, who's the co-chair, have been working really hard. So thank you, Laura, very much. We appreciate it. Very much appreciate it. As we gather today, American cities, suburbs, and towns are totally under siege. Kamala Harris and the communist left have unleashed a brutal plague of bloodshed, crime, chaos, misery, and death upon our land. Other than that, they're doing actually quite well. Thank you. Just yesterday, three police officers were shot in Milwaukee, very tragically. 31 people were shot and 5 were killed in Chicago over Labor Day weekend. Can you imagine that? It's worse than in Afghanistan. We hear about Afghanistan and all these places. They don't compare with numbers like this. Baltimore is now facing the single most deadly drug crisis of any city in American history. And the number of homeless people on the streets of New York has just reached a 20-year high, and it's going a lot higher than that. Hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens. You know, you can't, according to the, look at all that fake news back there, but you can't. They don't like illegal migrant. They don't like illegal alien. They don't like anything. They want you to call them citizens, future citizens. You ever hear that one? Future citizens of our country. That's what they want to hear, but I don't think this room's inclined to do that. In city after city, the law-abiding citizen is forced to live in fear and danger and in filth. Mothers can't take their kids to the park. Graffiti is everywhere. The innocent are victimized in random attacks. Very brutal attacks and slayings are absolutely commonplace. Mobs of criminals walk into stores and clean out thousands of dollars in merchandise with absolutely no fear of punishment, because you're not allowed to do your jobs. You can't even go to a pharmacy without everything being locked behind glass. The new thing in New York, you go to a pharmacy to buy aspirin, to buy a toothbrush, and it takes you 45 minutes to get a clerk to open up the glass, because people are walking in just taking as much as they want. I don't know if you know that in San Francisco, which this woman, our opponent, I would say our opponent. I think we could. Anybody in favor of her in this room, by the way? Let me just. Okay, then I can safely say our opponent. But she. She destroyed San Francisco, but she came up with a great idea. You can steal as much as you want, up to $950, and nothing happens to you. After that, nothing happens to you, also, if you want to really. When you think of it. Really, nothing happens to you, no matter what the hell you do. Unless you happen to be running for office and you accuse the election of being fraudulent, then a lot of things happen, okay? But other than that, nothing happens. Think of that, 950. So guys are walking in with calculators. You have criminals walking in, they're adding it up because they know if they stay below 950, can you believe it? 950 is like a lot of money, isn't it? Under the Harris regime, 99% of law-abiding citizens suffer while criminals run free, and our country is plagued into literally third-world conditions. In many ways, we're a third-world country, but we're going to clean that up real fast. I'm here today to declare that we do not have to live this way, and when I'm president of the United States, we are not going to take it anymore. We're not going to take it anymore. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Trump speaking live
and
to the police in
no
New York.
No country can sustain what we're going through with 21 million people allowed to come in from places that we don't want to talk about, but we will. Since Kamala Harris took office, she has presided over a 43% increase in violent crime, including a 58% increase in rape and an 89% increase in aggravated assault. And under Comrade Kamala, assaults on police officers are up a minimum of 32%, and many of them are not reported. And if they are reported, they're not taken down. And shootings of our police officers are up by over 16%. The day I take office is the day that Kamala's crime wave comes to an end. It's a crime wave in our country. We've never seen anything like it.
All right.
And frankly, you know, we talk about all of the
against the break here. We'll continue live coverage of Trump. And we got some Biden clips you're not going to want to miss.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI has now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD. Test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today. Please listen closely because this is...